What time is it? It's 7:30. The door should be open by now. Are you sure it's tonight? Is there anyone you can call? Hello? I'm calling to confirm that there's going to be a slam tonight. The name's Neophyte. That's right. N-E-O-P-H-Y-T-E. I'm finally ready to sign up and get in front of the mic. I've written, practiced, and memorized 2 stellar poems. 6 minutes of inspiration, fabrication, oration, quotation, perspiration, salvation, translation, and vexation. I vomited, ralphed, retched, blew, upchucked, and spewed until my insides resemble a Swiss cheese cut out of the lunar landscape. My middle name begins with Mylanta. My friends are here, too. They're from out of town. Where from? You may have heard of it on the news. It got occupied. It's coming to a town near you. Yeah, I'll wait. What? You say the place is closed? Trussed up tighter than President Obama and Congress arguing to extend the payroll tax cut? Padlocked snugger than Fort Knox when it still had enough gold to cover the national debt? Locked out like the Honolulu elevated heavy rail based on the city's current financial plan? Okay, then. I guess I'm canceling. Don't bother. I've decided to hang up my fedora. That's right. From now on, I'll be taking my direct, focused, pithy, powerful, profound, meaty, sharply condensed, valuable, weighty verse and uploading it onto YouTube. Then I'm going to sign up for belly dancing with Willow Chang. Look for me at next month's Zen Dance video. It'll be shown at the Art and Marks Garage in Chinatown. What's that? Of course I'm not serious. I'm heading over right now to get a $10 reading at the Lewis Pohl Art Gallery. Pick up a dream card and some pointers on achieving inner peace. I'm going to educate my assumptions, reassess my choices, and then bake them into a humble pie. Then I'm going to open wide, insert, and chew on it for a while, further safeguarding my sister's fundamental rights, promoting tolerance through dialogue, thereby eliminating foot-and-mouth disease, while respecting our cultural diversity and freedom of religion and expression, thereby preserving our good nature and Zen environment. But I'll be back, and I plan to kick some bitchin' ass and cast my rant into the poet's sea to sink or swim, to credit all those who went before me without a venue to fall back on, to the ones who had it tough and didn't give up or give in to despair, doubt, hesitation, uncertainty, vacillation, or writer's block. I'm going to keep writing. I'm going to stay opinionated until they throw some dirt over me, until the cows come home, the fat lady sings, the aliens beam me up, and Christ flies in on a wing and a prayer. And then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to write some more. My dream for you today is that peace is the result of your thoughts and feelings. You are the source of joyous action.